basically starting this wave of winning. That's how I'm looking at it. You won the first medal in Sochi. What is that feeling like? And what's the feeling like seeing all of these athletes coming after you? And we are one of the leaders in the medal standings right now.
Yeah, it's really cool to go to an event and have a big part in helping out your country. I travel around the world competing for Canada, but it has a different feel at the Olympics. And it just feels like a big team effort. And just for my medal in general, it was a huge team effort from my people. And it's been a really fun ride.
Yeah. Now, winning that bronze, what was that feeling like? Can you even describe it? I know that, you know, it's pretty recent. There's been a time change, but what was that moment like?
It was really indescribable. I've won a lot of contests over my career, and getting third at the Olympics takes the cake. It was just such a big ordeal. And there's so much talk around the Olympics, and it comes around once every 4 years. It's the biggest event in all of sports. So to get a medal, it was biggest accomplishment yet. And I hope I can keep going with it.
Now, I've been writing posts every day about the Olympics. You were the first person I wrote about. It was very inspirational to watch. You had a broken rib. You went through the semifinals to get to the final. You're from Saskatchewan. There's no mountains there. So against all odds, you managed to come out with a medal. What was that like competing with that broken rib and everything that was against you at the moment?
Yeah, the amount of ups and downs I went through to get that medal was ridiculous. And
yes!
that's what made it so special, you know. Going in, I wasn't sure if I would be able to compete. I broke my ribs 10 days before I had to compete, so it was not an easy task, and it wasn't pain-free, that's for sure.
A little pain, and, you know, you got the glory.
Exactly, and it's all worth it, and it was just an amazing experience.
What were the conditions really like? We've heard so many different stories about, you know, the slushiness and the icy conditions, and, you know, it went back and forth, the warm weather too.
Yeah, for us it was really good. We had perfect weather on every single day we competed. The course rode well, the speed was fine. It was just a really good display of our sport, if you ask me.
What was your thought when Shaun White pulled out of this event?
Yeah, it was too bad because he put so much time and effort to get back to competing in slopestyle, and I don't think it was an easy decision for him, to be honest. But it all worked out for me in the end, so I'm smiling.
I'll say.
Exactly.
Now, tell me a little bit about why you're back so early. Why are you not still partying in Sochi right now?
I was in Sochi for 10 days, and did the whole media circus right after, and people were wanting me to come home and talk. So, I came home to do a full-blown media tour here for the next 3 days and just enjoy it, and then go home and hang out with my friends. It's been a long ride, and partying in Sochi is cool, but it's nice to be back.
Nice to be back.
Yeah.
Has it really sunk in for you yet, the enormity of this situation?
It sunk in for where I was at the time, and then now that I'm home and like on the plane taking photos with the pilots, and like it's just crazy. People are really watching, and it's really cool how much is going on around me. But it's definitely sinking in, and I think it'll just continue to sink in.
And this was a brand new event for this Olympics. For people who don't know what snowboard slopestyle is, maybe if you could just describe the feeling of going down. I know some people were talking about it was like jumping off a building, like just how crazy this event really is.
Yeah, I think it's just a display of kind of the top snowboarding, you know. You're just riding down the mountain and hitting obstacles and jump after jump after jump, hitting rails, and it's kind of just trying to put together something special.
Do you have to be fearless?
I'm definitely not fearless, but you get comfortable with some fearful things.